Ladies and gentlemen, we present 30 minutes worth of Harry Worth.
This is Harry Worth. I always believe in getting the bad news over first. Some people say television is here to stay. Mine didn't. It went back to the shop. What is television? Night after night, we all sit there gazing at that little screen. What's happened to all those family get-togethers? They were happy days. At home, we used to gather round the piano. I don't know why. Nobody could play it. But we did make our own fun. One person would recite, another would sing. Uncle Fred wouldn't do anything. He hated the sight of us. As for me, I would sing in a monastery garden and do bird impressions. It went something like this. Da-da-dee-da-dee-da. Da-da-dee-da-dee. Happy days. Why, you may ask, why did I buy a television set? Because I felt out of it. People would point a finger at me and say, he hasn't got one. I felt unwanted and outcast. People hated me because I couldn't tell the difference. I didn't even know there was a whiter than white. But the final humiliation came at the greengrocer's when the man asked me what I thought of Cheyenne. And I said, is she the one who's weighing my potatoes? That is when I became a viewer, thanks to Mr. Barnes, the manager of the Better View television shop. A charming man, always very pleased to see me.
Better View Television Services, good evening.
Hello, Mr. Barnes, it's Fred here.
Yes, Fred, what is it?
I've delivered that set to Mr. Wilson and put a new tube in one at Pond's End. Do you want me to come in for anything?
No, I'll be going home myself in a minute before that Harry Worth arrives.
Who's he?
Well, he's the one who comes in every Thursday night. Thinks it's a cinema or something. Yes, well, tonight he's had it. I've locked the front door. All I've got to do now is get my coat and go out through the back.
Pardon me, old friend.
Hey? Oh, no. It's you, Mr. Worth.
Yes, it is. The front door was locked, so I came in through the back.
Just my luck. Too late, Fred. He's here. See you tomorrow.
Now, tell me, how are you, Mr. Barnes?
Well, I was just thinking we wouldn't be seeing each other tonight.
Yes, I am a little later than usual. You've been worrying about me, haven't you? Come on, cheer up, I'm here. What shall we start with tonight, Cliff Mitchell Moore or Yogi Bear?
Neither, Mr. Worth.
Pardon?
I'm afraid you won't be seeing any more television in this shop.
But what about your promise the first night I came?
What promise?
We sat here together watching Murder at Midnight. You promised me I could watch it through to the end.
Yes, but I didn't know at the time it was a 13-week serial.
But he said so in the Radio Times.
Look, Mr. Worth, every Thursday night for 5 weeks now, I've had to sit with you and watch this serial, and quite frankly, I'm tired of it.
Oh, well, I thought you found it quite exciting. I know what it is. You're annoyed because you can't guess who the murderer is. I've got a surprise for you. It's the butler.
I've got a surprise for you. The butler was killed last week.
Well, that's a red herring, I can assure you. I'll let you into a little secret. He could not have been killed.
What do you mean?
Whilst you were locking up the shop last week, I switched over to the other channel. And there he was, the very same man, selling soap powder.
Mr. Worth, wouldn't it be more convenient for you if you watched the serial in your own home?
I couldn't put you to the trouble of bringing the set round every Thursday. It wouldn't be fair.
I wasn't thinking of bringing it round every Thursday. I was thinking of you buying a TV set of your own.
Buy my own TV? That's an excellent idea. It would solve all my problems, wouldn't it?
Oh, good. Now, you won't regret this, Mr. Worth. Just think, you'll be able to sit down in your own easy chair in the comfort of your own home and watch television every night.
Except Thursdays.
Except Thursdays?
You haven't forgotten I come here on Thursdays to watch with you.
Mr. Worth, are you going to buy a set from me or not?
I am, my dear friend. Which model do you suggest?
Ah, well, there are several. There's a 17-inch portable at £65.
Mm-hmm.
A 17-inch table model with VHF for £80.
Mm-hmm.
And a 21-inch console with sliding doors at £105.
Have you anything around 50 shillings?
Mr. Worth. You can rent a set if you like.
Can I really? How much is this?
Well, 10 shillings a week, reduced to 4 and 6 pence after 3 years.
Well, in that case, I'll wait 3 years and have it at all.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Mr. Worth. I'll sell you this demonstration model cheaply. Would you be happy if I said £10?
I'd be much happier if you said 50 shillings.
50 shillings? Look, this set's worth at least £30. Now, I'm prepared to let you have it for a tenner, plus free valves, free tubes, free maintenance. 50 shillings? Why, the cabinet alone is worth that much.
Well, in that case, I'll buy the cabinet now. You can send the free tubes and valves round.
Do you want this set or not? It's £10. Take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it, the man says. I will take it.
Good. Now, I'll get my engineer to install it tomorrow, free of charge.
In case I'm out.
Yes?
You'll want to know about the key, won't you?
Yes.
Very well. I'll leave a note under the mat saying that the key will be at number 50 next door.
Right. I see. I'll tell him.
So when he finds the note, tell him to take no notice of it.
Take no notice of it?
No, the note is just to fool the burglars. The key will be in my pocket.
Oh, well, just a minute. How will he be able to get in the house?
Ah, I'll leave the back door open. Coming. Ah, good morning.
Mr. Worth, 52 Acacia Avenue.
Yes, who are you?
I'm Fred.
Ah, how very nice to meet you, Fred. What can I do for you?
Well, I've called here to fix you up with a television set.
Oh, dear, have you really? What a pity you didn't call round yesterday. I've already bought one from Mr. Barnes.
I know. This is it. I work for Mr. Barnes. He's asked me to come round here to install it for you.
No, I do a part. Come on in.
Thank you.
Are you married?
Yes, these portables aren't very heavy.
Very well, let's go into the lounge.
Right. Now, where do I have to put it?
Yes, well, I've given that a great deal of thought. I've come to this conclusion.
Yes?
I don't know.
Hey, what about having it in that corner?
In that corner? Well, I did think about that. It would look good there, but how would it sound? I'll tell you what. You sit in the chair here and be me. I'll stand in the corner here and be the set.
I've got the right one here.
Now, we will assume that I'm all switched on and warmed up. Now for the sound. Are you ready?
Yes. Come on, hurry up.
Good. Fred, this is your life.
Put the set wherever you like. Let's just get on with the demonstration.
Yeah, you better show me how to work it.
It's quite simple.
Yeah.
This knob switches the set on. This one controls the volume. This one changes the channels. And this is the contrast.
That's the contrast. What's the contrast?
Well, suppose your picture's too dark.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is that adds brightness?
No, I don't know the name, but I wash all my shirts in it.
I'll leave you this instruction book. That'll tell you all you want to know. Now we'll just check the vision. They don't take long to warm up. There we are. I'll adjust the portable aerial. There. That's a clear picture, isn't it, Mr. Worth?
It's a very clear picture. Not a very interesting program, is it?
That's the test card.
Count 44 here. Any messages?
I beg your pardon?
I didn't say anything. It was the set.
The set? Are you sure?
Count 44 to base. Any messages?
That's funny, that voice coming through the set like that. I wonder what it is.
Roger. I'll pick them up at the Continental Cinema. Over and out.
Good heavens! It's Zed card.
Not at this time of day. It's some sort of interference.
Is it? What are you going to do about it?
I don't know.
We'll have to do something, won't you?
Look, why don't you ring at the taxi firm? It's Radio Cabs, Woodbridge 406.
Ah, yeah, good idea. Perhaps they'll tell me what's wrong with my set.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the set's perfect. Which is more than I can say for you.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Good morning. Are you Radio Cabs Limited? Good. I'm Harry Worth, and I'm speaking from my residence, 52 Acacia Avenue. Pardon? I've got the wrong number. No, definitely 52. I'll go and look at the front gate if you like. I've got the right number, but I'm speaking to the cabman's restroom. Oh, well, anyway, perhaps you can help me. Now, if the taxi, which I can hear here, is there, could he leave there and come here so that we can both hear here what I'm hearing here? Pardon? Thank you.
What did he say?
He's putting me through to the main office. Hello, main office? This is Harry Worth, 52 Acacia Avenue. It's about my television set. If the taxi, which I can hear here, is there, could he leave there and come here so we can both hear what I'm hearing here? Pardon? Right.
Well, what did he say?
He's putting me back to the cabman's restroom.
I've got a better idea. Why don't you go and see the post office engineers? They're the people to sort this out.
Yes. I'll go round there right away.
Yes, I should do that. Come in.
Did you order a taxi?
Taxi? No, not me.
Well, this is 52 Acacia Avenue, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, the office got some mixed-up message about a taxi to take a television set. Now, what about it?
That wasn't me. It was that nutcase called Harry Worth. He lives here.
Well, you seem to know something about it. Do you know what he wants?
I certainly do.
What?
Locking up.
Come in.
Mr. West, telephone manager?
Yes?
I wonder if I can have a word with you.
Certainly, by all means. Come in, dear fellow, sit down.
Thank you.
Have you seen my secretary, Miss Newbury?
No. Have you lost her?
No, I mean, did you make an appointment with her?
Appointment with her? I hardly know the young lady.
Quite well, never mind that. What can I do for you, Mr....
Harry Worth.
Well, Mr. Worth, how can I help you?
Well, I have a problem, and it is worrying me.
Really?
And I have a feeling that this problem is a highly technical one.
I see. Well, I'm happy to tell you that I personally am able to deal with any kind of problem. And the more technical it is, the more I like it.
Ah, good.
Now, what is your problem?
I'm looking for a taxi.
A taxi?
Yes, and there's a driver with it.
Mr. Worth, do you know who I am?
Mr. West.
I am responsible for the post office engineering in this area.
Post office engineering? Oh, the holes in the road, yes.
A rather quaint way of putting it, but yes, that is part of my job.
Silly of me not to recognize you. Surprising what a difference a collar and tie makes.
I beg your pardon.
There's no need to be modest. I knew you as soon as I came in. You're the fellow on the cement mixer, aren't you?
Exactly why have you come here?
Now, don't tell me you've forgotten already. I am looking for a taxi.
You want a taxi, Mr. Worth?
Yes.
And you'll come to the post office for it?
Yes.
I must remember that when I want one. I'll phone the gas showrooms.
What for?
Never mind what for. Hello, Miss Newbury. Order a cab for me, will you? What? No, just a moment. Where are you going, Mr. Worth?
Me? I'm not going anywhere.
You said you were looking for a taxi.
Correct.
But you're not going anywhere.
Correct.
Do you or do you not want a taxi?
Yes.
Right. Get that taxi, please, Miss Newbury.
But only if it's the one that's on television.
Television?
Correct. So far, he's been in Sooty, Panorama, and Jukebox Dury. I shouldn't be surprised if he turned up in Perry Mason next.
Why not in Watch with Mother, too?
Oh, why not indeed? Do you watch that program?
Let us get this straight, Mr. Worth. You want a taxi, but you're not going anywhere. And it's been in several television programs, yet you've never seen it.
Yes, and when the taxi isn't there, the picture is perfect.
This is something to do with interference on your TV set.
Yes.
I think I'm getting it now.
I wonder if it's cab 44.
Now, just tell me what happens when you switch your set on.
Well, it's usually one of three things. Either the phone rings, the insurance man calls, or the kitchen boiler needs soaking.
Look, perhaps it would be best if I get one of my men to call round and look at your set. Where do you live?
52 Acacia Avenue.
52. Did you say Acacia Avenue?
Yeah, near the gasworks.
Yes, I thought so. Just a moment while I look at the map. Acacia Avenue 52, you said.
Who said?
You said.
What?
Acacia Avenue 52.
Yes, near the gasworks, 52.
That's odd.
No, even. Odd numbers down one side of the street, even numbers down the other. Strange idea, but it's always been that way.
Mr. Worth, we've had this sort of trouble before. I think I can tell you why you're getting the interference.
No, I can tell you that. A taxi driver keeps calling up his base.
No, the technical reason. You see, the gasometer is in between your house and the BBC transmitter at Ridgeway. Any television signal transmitted to your house will strike the gasometer and lose most of its strength, so that you'll receive a weak signal. Are you following me?
No.
It's as simple as this, Mr. Worth. Allow me to demonstrate. Mm-hmm. This inkwell is your house, which I put on the desk there. This large paperweight is the gasometer, which I put here. And this ashtray is the BBC transmitter. There they are, in that order. Your house, inkwell, gasometer, paperweight, BBC transmitter, ashtray. Now, does anything strike you about the gasometer? Something rather odd?
Yes, yes.
What is it?
It was made in Japan.
It was made in Japan.
According to the inscription on the bottom here, yes.
Don't you see, Mr. Worth, the reason why you're getting the taxi signal on your TV is because the signal from the BBC is being interrupted by the gasometer. And there is nothing we can do about it.
Yes, there is.
What?
My house. Gasometer, BBC transmitter, you said.
Yes.
There you are. Gasometer, BBC transmitter, my house. The gasometer is now no longer in the way. Why don't you phone up the gas board? I'm sure they'd be only too happy to cooperate.
I give up.
No, don't give up. Courage, ring them. They can only say no.
Mr. Worth, I have another suggestion to make, but I'm not sure whether I dare make it.
No, you go on. I'm not an unreasonable man.
Why don't you just find the taxi driver in question and persuade him to reduce the strength of his signals?
Brilliant. Brilliant is the only word for it. Much better than digging up the gasometer. No wonder they took you off the holes in the road. Thank you 1,000 times.
Not at all. You are going now, aren't you?
Yes, to find the taxi driver. Good day to you, and rest assured. In future, I shall bring all my problems to you.
Hello, Miss Newbury. The gentleman who's just been to see me, don't ever let him in here again. Yes, who is it?
Oh, are you, Mr. West?
Yes?
Well, I'm the taxi you ordered.
I didn't order a taxi.
Oh, come on, come on. What's the game, eh?
Ah, just a moment. It was a Mr. Worth who wanted you, but he's gone now.
Worth? Oh, does he live at Acacia Avenue 52?
Yes.
That's on.
No, it's even. Have you met Mr. Worth?
No, not yet, but when I do, I'll give him a clap round the ear.
Good. Give him one for me while you're at it.
Radio cabs. Pardon? Yes, madam. Can I have the name and address? Mrs. Johnson, 28 Bluebell Road. And where do you want to go to? High Lane. Right, there'll be a taxi round in 10 minutes. Radio cabs, control to all drivers. Is anybody free?
44 here, Elder.
Go to 28 Bluebell Road and pick up a Mrs. Johnson for High Lane.
Hello, 24 to control.
Yes, Tommy, what is it?
I'm in trouble. My gearbox is packed in again.
Oh, where are you now?
About 100 yards down the road. I was just coming in.
Well, leave it there and I'll go and arrange to send the wagon out.
Okay, I'll be in the duty room. Cab 44 to control. Cab 44 to control, are you there?
Hello, anybody in?
Will you come in, please?
Ah, thank you, good morning. My name is the... Just a moment. Nobody there.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can't see you. come out, wherever you are, you're hiding.
Hello, control.
Oh, I see it's coming from this loudspeaker.
Is anybody there?
Now, just a moment. How does this thing work? Press switch for talkback. Hello?
Oh, that lass, is that you, Hilda?
No, this is Harry. Tell me, do you know anyone called Roger?
Is Hilda there?
No, only Harry.
Oh, well, can you help me? Look, I'm in a bit of trouble.
Well, I'll do my best, provided it isn't anything illegal.
Do you know where Bluebell Road is?
Now, oddly enough, I do. My milkman lives on it.
Oh, well, can you direct me how to get there?
Where are you now?
Just around the corner from the office.
And you want to get to Bluebell Road?
Yeah.
Simple. Take a 29 bus.
Now, look, I've no time for jokes. I'm in a hurry.
Well, if in that case, take a taxi.
a taxi.
Well, ask the driver. He should know.
I am the driver.
Oh, well, that complicates matters, doesn't
it? Can you please tell me how to get to Bluebell Road?
I can.
Good.
Are you sitting comfortably?
Get on with it.
Very well. Start your engine. Now, that's it. Straight down the road and turn left.
Right?
No, left.
I heard you. Yeah, go on.
Now, turn round by the post office.
Round by the post office. Wait a minute. Okay.
Left when you reach the cinema.
Yeah, got that.
First left at the light. Where are you now?
Back when I started.
Oh. Oh, I say, shall we try again? Yes.
Hey, what's going on?
Are you Hilda?
Who are you?
Now, one question at a time. Mine was first.
Hello, Contour.
Oh, hang on a minute, Joe. What do you want, sir?
Well, I want a taxi driver and a very special one. I can't tell you much about him, except that he's 44. And he's on very good terms with a gentleman called Roger.
Look, if you want to speak to one of our drivers, you'd better go down the duty room.
Very well. Which way is it?
Oh, down the corridor. Now, let me get on with my work.
Very well, I'll leave you. Down the corridor, you say.
Now then, Joe, what's the trouble?
Well, I was trying to get to Bluebell Road to pick up that fare.
Oh, never mind now. Arthur's in that area. I'll send him.
Oh, all right. It's just not my day, is it, eh? Well, I'm going for my lunch. If you want me, I'll be in the duty room.
Ah, here we are, cabman's restroom.
Coming in.
Good afternoon to you, gentlemen.
Oh, good afternoon, sir. Do you want a taxi?
No, just the driver.
Just the driver?
Yes. Could be one of you two. Are either of you 44?
Here, just a minute. Are you trying to find cab 44?
Yeah, it's not you, is it?
No. You want Joe Grimshaw.
Ah, Joe. Where is this Mr. Grimshaw?
He'll be here in a minute. Hey, I ought to warn you. He's not in a very good mood.
Isn't he? Have you upset him?
No, but some fool of a passenger has.
Ah, here he is now.
Who? The fool of a passenger?
No, Joe Grimshaw.
Oh, what's the matter?
This fellow wants you, Joe.
Eh? Well, what is it?
I've been looking for you all day, Joseph.
Well, you're too late. I'm off duty now for an hour.
Only an hour? That's no use to me. There's only the news in Welsh on now.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's your voice on television. It's very confusing. Take the other night in Panorama, when Mr. Maudling was asked, what was the state of the gold reserves? You said, there's 6 and 9 pence on the clock and the meter's still running.
Now, look, mate, I've had enough for one day without all this rubbish. It was bad enough going on that wild goose chase to the GPO.
Oh, that's a coincidence. I've been to the GPO. I went today. I saw Mr. West.
Oh, so did I, the fool.
No, just about. He struck me as rather nice.
Well, he ordered a taxi for a bloke who didn't want one.
Did he really?
Yes, it was all the fault of that nutcase, Mary Worth, from Acacia, haven't you?
Yes. I beg your pardon.
You heard?
Yes, I did hear, and I'm hurt.
Why?
I'm that nutcase from Acacia Avenue.
You're Harry Worth, eh?
I am.
Ah, I've been waiting for this. Hey? Come here.
Hey, now, just a moment. Heavy arm, you'll tear my overcoat.
I'll tear you limb from limb in a minute.
Help, the gentleman is not well.
Yeah, stop it, Joe. Come here.
Calm down. Grab his arm, somebody.
Yes, Joseph, calm down.
Calm down.
Calm down and put me down. Now, be reasonable. All I'm asking you to do is stop using your radio.
Look, I don't know what all this is about, mate, but I use that radio as much as I like, and there's nothing you or anybody else can do about it, you see? Now, go on, get out.
I see. Yes. Very well, if that's your attitude, I shall use the corporation buses. It's cheaper, the staff are more civil, there are plenty of adverts to read as well. May you never get another fare after this exhibition. Good day to you, sir. Excuse me, Joseph.
Well, what is it now?
Well, I've missed my bus. I wonder, could you run me to Acacia Avenue?
La, 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 la.
Hello, GPO. Can I speak to Mr. West, the telephone manager? The one who used to be on the cement mixer. Ah, thank you. Ah, hello, Mr. West. This is Harry Worth. You remember me? 52. That's odd. Ah, you do remember. Good. I'm ringing to tell you not to move the gasometer. Yeah, well, I've solved my problem. Have I cured the set? No, I haven't. I've sent it back to the shop. From now on, it's good old steam radio for me. Listen, I'll turn the volume up. There you are. Can you hear it? No interference from that old taxi at all. Hold on, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put the phone near the speaker and you can listen. What's that noise? Oh, dear. Hello. Are you still there, Mr. West? I have a problem, Mr. West. Mr. West, I'm getting an aeroplane in these you have loved. You think you could come round, Mr. West?
You have just heard 30 minutes' worth of Harry Worth. The people he confused were Derek Garner, Anthony Sharp, John Graham, Gwendolyn Watts, Fred Ferris, and Joe Glender. The recorded program was written by Vince Powell and Frank Roscoe and produced by James Casey.